I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, my friend. What is up? Oh, let me take my headphones off real quick. Oh, there we go. All right. How's it going? Welcome into Drummer Daily. Once again, my name's Daniel, aka the Drum Coach, and I'm so happy you could join me. So if you've listened to an episode, I guess a little bit ago, maybe a few weeks ago, I talked about the idea of removing obstacles. And so in an attempt to even further remove obstacles from myself recording this podcast, I'm trying a little different recording setup again. So it's a little simpler than it has been in the past. So let me know what you think of the audio quality. It's going to be a little different, I know, but hopefully it's not too bad, or it's just as good. That's my hope, at least, with this. But that's what's going on with my world. I kind of made a few changes in that regard, trying to make it so that I can jump in and podcast as quickly as possible. Which means if it's easy and quick, it means I do more of it. Hey, speaking of doing more of something, today on the show, I want to talk about something that I certainly deal with a lot. And this is definitely something that's true in my drumming, but it's also true just in life in general. I know that a lot of us have been trying to stay home more recently, if you're listening to this podcast in real time, which means you got more time to kind of pick and choose the things that you do and don't do, but also can kind of feel like you get stuck in a rut sometimes doing things a certain way. And I guess the best way I can describe it is this is the kind of the example that it hits me with is a lot of times I have the bad habit. It's not a good habit of like when I lay down in bed or I get in my bed at night to go to bed, of pulling out my phone and like just mindlessly scrolling through stuff on my phone or, turning on the TV, while I'm sitting in bed. And a lot of times if I can get through, sometimes I'll be very tired and of course I can't do this, but sometimes I'll just kind of be moderately tired and I'll sit and I'll flip from this channel to that channel and, or I'll, you know, you'll get on Netflix. And I know we all can relate to this. I get on Netflix and, never actually watch anything. I just keep trying to like find something to watch and never actually just sit down and watch something. Or the same thing with looking through my phone or social media or whatever. I get caught up doing some stuff like that where I just like, I'm up. Next thing I know, I've been up for, you know, an hour and a half or something, missing out on sleep. And I could have been, could have been sleeping, but I was browsing for nothing in particular, on my phone or, on Netflix or whatever. And the question that I had to ask, I ask myself, or I keep asking myself, and it's helped me a lot to kind of shut that down and stop doing so much of it. Is I start asking myself the question, like, what am I looking for? Like, what I'm sitting here and I'm flipping through the TV or whatever, or I'm looking on my phone, and I ask myself, well, what is the thing that I would have to see or whatever, watch or whatever that would like make me stop looking? What is the thing that I'm looking for? What is that thing? Where is this going to end? And if I ask myself that question, a lot of times, or almost always, the answer is nothing in particular. That's the thing. And so there's no end in sight because there's nothing I'm looking for to like, you know, cross off the list and say, okay, now I watched that or I read that or found this article or understood that. Now I'm done. I can be done for the night and go to sleep. So I have to acknowledge to myself that there's not really anything that was going to be the end game with this. And the way that relates back to drumming is this. I know a lot of us, like I mentioned, myself included, a lot of times we can, or I have in the past, gotten caught up in the addiction to learning, I guess is the right way of putting it. Wanting more and more information, watching more and more instructional videos or cool things from one of these teaching websites or whatever. And the problem is that I'll watch one thing and it's really cool, and then I'll skip over and watch something else and it's really cool, and I just keep doing that. And just like with Netflix or with watching TV or on my phone with social media or whatever it is, if we're not careful, we can kind of get caught in the rut of learning more and more and more and not actually playing drums as much or at all. And the next thing you know, you look back and you've spent 2 hours watching drum videos and spent 0 minutes playing drums. And while certainly there is stuff that, you know, you can learn by watching, you know, I would say that most of the time, at least for myself, 2 hours of hands-on practicing on the drums is going to be much more useful to me as a drummer, especially as a professional drummer, than watching 2 hours worth of stuff is. And so in the same way, sometimes you have to ask yourself the question, when you are watching instructional stuff with drumming or whatever, watching some of these drum tutorials or whatever, what am I looking for? What is going to satisfy that, the need that I am exhibiting by looking constantly? And, I think many times our answer is nothing in particular, that we're not looking for anything. We're acting like we're looking for something. But we're acting almost as if, you know, we're going to find some magic drum fill or magic pattern that's going to transform our drumming. And the reality is that no one thing is going to transform our playing. The most transformative thing you can do for your drumming is play more, is practice more. And so I just want to encourage you to ask yourself that question the next time. And even that can go for, watching Netflix or whatever, and maybe that's getting in the way of your drumming, ask yourself, what am I looking for? And if the answer is nothing in particular, take that time and go drumming, unless you are getting ready for bed. And in that case, chances are other people are getting ready for bed too. Maybe don't go drum right when everyone's trying to go to bed. All right. So thanks for tuning in today to Drummer Daily. I'm always happy that when you can join me. And like I said, let me know what you think of the sound quality. I'm going to do this for the next few episodes, and then I'll reevaluate and see if the save time and effort is worth the change in sound quality. Or maybe it doesn't sound any different at all. Maybe you're like, oh, this is great. Let's just keep it the way it is. Let me know. Send me an email, daniel@danielhadaway.com, and let me know. All right, my friend, thanks for joining me today on Drummer Daily. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.